It's time for the Ronin role-playing podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to yet another episode of Ronin Role-Playing Podcast. I'm your host, Scormy. And today, we are continuing on with Baron's Adventurers, in The Witcher RPG. So, this is a dark, gritty, high fantasy sort of game based on the books from, I don't remember the name, but whatever. I would like to note, though, like I did last month, I'm not a huge follower of the Witcher series, so I am going to butcher names left and right. I am not a huge player of this game. These are really the first times I've ever played The Witcher, although I have played Cyberpunk 2020, so I do have an idea how the basic mechanics work, but beyond that, nope. So, yeah, if I screw this up, please forgive me. And unlike last month, I'm, like I said last week, I'm not going to go digging hardcore for rules. If I'm not sure how something works, I'm just going to make a decision and go. So we get more gameplay, more fun. Remember, we're doing solo role-playing here. It's different from regular role-playing. We don't have a game master. There's just me and my game master emulator, which I'm using Game Master's Apprentice with Mythic Game Master Emulator cards. These are both card sets as a backup in case I need further clarification or I'm just not finding what I, you know, something that really works for me with GMA. Anyway, so moving on. Does anything happen? Now we left Farron, my Witcher, in the Jamal's Humble Inn, which is in the town of Bowden, or village of Bowden, which, if you listened to last month's adventures, you may recognize. And the town appears to be abandoned. He has kind of semi-barricaded himself in the common room of the abandoned tavern, so he could get a relatively decent night's sleep with a fireplace burning to keep warm. Let's see if anything happens to him or anything untoward happens during the night. I'm going to call it even odds that something does occur. Is it a threat to his safety? Yes. So, further clarification, is there some sort of attack on the inn? Yes. All right. So let's make an awareness check, shall we? I'm thinking a 24 will do nicely. Yes. So yes, I'm going to say that he hears something trying to get its way into the inn. Let's make one more check. Is it a monster? Yes. Huh. So, what will it be? I had a few ideas. You know what? No, we're not going to look in the main Witcher book. Let's break into some of the other books. I happen to have a Witcher's Journal, which is, I believe, at this time of recording, is maybe not by the time you're hearing this, the most recent update to the game. It is effectively gives a little bit of a discussion about the background on the Witchers, and then the rest of the book, which is the majority of it, is basically a bestiary. Loads and loads of different types of monsters. So, that, right, that doesn't sound right either. Sorry, not trying to eat up too much of your time, but I should have created a random list of different types of beings that might be involved here. I have an idea of what I want to use, but they only have a few options from what I was going to go with. Man, they only have a few of each. But, you know, there's a lot of different types of monsters. So it won't be one of these. That's not what I had in mind. So what we're going to use is stats for something similar. Go with that. How's that? Okay. We did a really good roll for awareness. So I'm going to say that Baron wakes up with a start and he looks around, but he doesn't hear anything. There's nothing digging at the doors or windows, nothing skittering about. But he does feel very ill at ease. So he's going to be looking around and better while talking. The fire has burned down some in the fireplace, so the shadows are longer. An option that is not. Okay, no, never mind. We'll go with my original choice. It doesn't feel right, but it'll do. See, the indecisiveness. This is what you have to avoid when you're doing solo role-playing. Just make a choice and go with it. So, looking around, something is definitely off. Not sure what. Now, Baron is laying near the fire. There's still, like I said, it's burned down some, but not completely. I'm going to go ahead and make a deduction check. I know I'm not very good at deduction, but let's make a check on that. Ooh, I rolled a 10. Roll an add as it explodes. I got a 7. That's 17 plus 12. That's 29. Yeah, I'm going to say that he figures maybe it's a good idea to light this whole room up a little more. The lantern he turned off, he extinguished when he went to sleep. So he's going to take that lantern and basically a fire match, relight it, set it up to be its brightest, and take it deeper into the shadows at the far end of the common room towards the bar, which is partially smashed but still standing to some degree, so that it can basically fill the room with light between that and the fire. And in doing so, we're going to roll initiative, which, if I recall, is D10 plus reflexes. Ooh. Yeah. So that is a very good roll. And mine is not. So it goes first. As he lights the lamp and walks it across the room, the light flickers and there's shadows are shifting and whatnot as he moves across the room with this lantern swinging in his hand. And something is going to reach out and strike at him from the side, or at least attempt to do so. So, wow. Yeah, so it did well. I'm not going to give him the ability to dodge on this. So we're going to say that, yes, that definitely hit him. What is the damage of this attack? Ow. Okay. So we need to find out where it struck him, because I hate that rule. You know what? Let's just open up the combat section. combat in this game. It's very detailed. Oh, it's so detailed. Oh, it's such a pain. Because first you have to roll to see if you can hit. You get to roll, see if they can avoid it. Then there's the modifiers, especially for ranged combat. Then you have to determine where it hit, And where it hits can tell you. Roll on that. Got a 2. A 2 is the torso. So it does full damage. If it hits a right arm or an arm or a leg, it's only half damage because of smaller areas. So full damage. Any particular doohickey there? You're kidding me. Okay. Well, yeah. So I don't have enough D6s. I have to re-roll one of these. And I'm already rolling 6. All right. That was fun. So Farron just got slashed across the side of his torso for 30 hit points of damage. Ouch. Well, this might not last very long. I may be onto a third character by the time this month is over. And then perhaps a fourth at the rate things are going. So, wow, we picked the wrong freaking monster out of here. I'm going to say that he's going to spend his action drawing. You know what? Let's make a quick Witcher training. You know, no, he's got a 10 intelligence. I'm going to give him this one. That something reached out of the shadows that he can't see. It ain't a bear. Also, something reached through and hit him when he was... Actually, would he have slept in his armor? Probably not. So, still, something he can't see just slashed him across the side, doing 3/4 of his hit points in damage. Ow. Not good. So, he's going to be smart enough to drop the lantern and draw his silver blade. Then I'm going to spend a stamina to do another action, which will be active dodging, and another one so that he can take an action. And I think he's going to swing out at whatever it is that struck him. Ugh. Okay, maybe making a Witcher wasn't the best idea. Okay, so I have a reflexes of 10, and I have a swordsmanship of 4. That's not bad. All right? That's 14 points before rolling. I rolled a 1, followed by a 10, then a 4. So I have a negative 15. I ended up with a negative 1 on my attack. It's botches like this that got Crass killed. Oops. Pardon me, I need a drink. Took me 2 hours to make this character. Are you kidding me? Okay, so, gonna say it's only fair if whatever it is, it's to try and take its action. Now, you know what? Let me look up something really quick. I know, wasting too much time as it is. This game has an attribute called luck. And right now, I could use as much luck as possible. Really, really could use some luck. I know you can use your luck various ways. Let's see. The pool of points used to change things in your favor before you make any skill roll on your turn or in defense against someone else. You can add luck. For every point you use, you gain +1, but you must choose how many points you use before you roll. Your luck pool refills at the beginning of each session. So he's got a full 8 points of luck. That's important to know. I just wanted to know how that works. I want to see, did anything happen when he dropped... Remember, he just dropped a lantern on the floor so he could draw his weapon. No. The lantern just landed on the floor, which is sending shadows all over the place. What is it going to do? Well, it's going to believe. But he is, again, doing his dodging. So, where is it? Oh, that's a lot. Yeah, I should have looked to see that it says it's a hard/difficult creature. This is not supposed to be a hard slash difficult creature. This was supposed to be just flavor. So I'm not going to kill this character off. I am instead invoking the retcon. This is something I have been thinking about adding in to my solo adventures, so that if I screw up, as I so often do, that I can continue the story along without just absolutely ruining everything, without it totally being horrible. You know that massive wound he took? Instead of this being a hard, difficult creature, which it was not supposed to be, I'm going to turn it instead into a moderate threat, and I'm going to reduce the amount of damage he actually took from 30 points of damage to only 10. Still a decent hit, but he's not in dire threat of dying right now, and it will allow him to survive long enough to get through this freaking session. Anyway, I'm also going to reduce its abilities by half. Not its attributes per se, but its skills, basically. So that it's not as dangerous. Because it's not a hymn. If you're reading the book, this is a hymn. And hymns are, after looking at it, quite bad. That's not what I had in mind. I'm using it basically as an idea. Because I can't find anything that matches what I want. I just wanted a specter. This is not a specter. It's a demon of sort, but it's specter-like. So that's what I was going with. I never said I was bright, nor was I good at this solo role-playing thing. Give me a break. Anyway, so timeout out. We have adjusted. We are moving forward. So it struck at him again, and so after adjusting that, that's actually a much more reasonable number, which he can attempt to dodge. And let's see, his dodge is reflexes 13 and 8. Yes, he does manage to dodge. Gonna have to spend a stamina on that one. No problem. He saw basically a dark, bony, clawed hand reach out of the shadows at him, but he sidesteps into the light. And let's make a Witcher training check, which is intelligence plus 6. The DC on this is going to remain 18. So yes, he succeeds and realizes it's some form of specter that lives in the shadows, so he's going to rush back and put his back against the wall by the fireplace, where he is surrounded by light from the lantern on the floor coming his way and the fireplace lighting from the other side. "Show yourself, demon!" Baron snarls, blood trickling down his wounded side. And he'll see a pair of ghostly eyes appear in the flickering shadows at the other end of the room. "Betrayed us. Forsook us. Left us all to die." "What? What are you speaking of? I have never been here." "You are not he, but all who wield the sword shall pay for his crimes against us." "Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. Were you wronged?" "All dead now. Soon you shall be as well." And the eyes disappear. Well, that went well. Oh boy, such good times. You know, Farron out there making friends, you know, influencing dead things. And just generally getting by. Suddenly, he really misses that cabin in the woods. Not that he's afraid, just really being annoyed at this moment. So I'm going to make another check, Witcher training. And yes, he succeeds. That is some sort of revenant, he's guessing. The spirit of a dead person who haunts a locale looking for vengeance. And perhaps it would be best if he stayed to the shadows. Stayed away from the shadows, I mean, as best as he can. Because, obviously, this thing isn't really to be reasoned. Well, most monsters are not to be reasoned with. But, whatever. How intelligent is it? Barely intelligent. So I'm going to check to see if it has... It does not have that skill. So, it is going to have to make a... Standard intelligent. Is that an intelligence skill? It is. So I'm going to have it make a skill check. Nope. It did not succeed. Even with its rather high intelligence, it does not have tactics. So the light from the fire flickers and, like I said, is dying down. And the lamp... Probably at about a quarter oil. So, is it going to last through the rest of the night? Who knows? Shall we determine that? No, it does not have enough oil. So, I believe I'm going to use Wilderness Survival. Make a check on that to see if he can build up the fire in the fireplace before the lantern dies. It doesn't look to be... dying at the moment, but he can see that it is definitely low on oil, having used it for quite some time earlier in the evening, and he doesn't know exactly what time it is. So, I need to roll a different D10. Okay, the damage there isn't completely bad. It's just a -3 off of his normal 15, so he got a 12. I'm going to say he's struggling to get the fire going. Maybe there's just not enough wood here. There wasn't enough built-up firewood. So he's going to have to try again and gather some wood away from the fireplace where the flickering shadows are to see if he can use that to get the fire going some more. So, Well, that's a little bit better. That's a total of a 19. Yes, he does find some wood, but he is exposed. So I'm going to see if this thing can strike him. First, it has to make that. Yeah, okay. Yes, it does hit him. Ouch. He is gathering up wood to bring over, broken chairs and table bits to drag over what was left from the barricade work, and which isn't much. And in doing so, causes some shadows, and reaching out of those shadows comes a claw strike, hitting him directly in the 3, which is again another torso strike. It slashed again, we're going to say this time across the chest. And he takes a total of 6 damage that time. Ouch. And he can't retaliate because he had wood in his arm, so he couldn't have his silver sword there. So I'm going to use his action to rush back into the dying light of the fire so that he's... surrounded by shadows between what's left of the lantern light and what's coming from the fireplace. And let me make a quick tactics check. Now, I don't have tactics either. Neither of us are very versed in such things, but I do have an intelligence of 10. And sometimes I do happen to roll well. So, yes, he succeeds on a basic, hey, here's an idea. Sort of thing. And he puts some wood on the fire. Let's make a wilderness check on that. Yep, he succeeds on that wilderness survival. So he does build up the fireplace fire. so that it's going and producing more light. Room has a lot more light in it. But when he has standing in the shadow, he standing in the light, he's causing shadows behind him. So he grabs a couple pieces of chair legs, table legs, lights them, and moves them to a couple different places in the tavern, lighting up the whole tavern with torches. Well, at least the common room. Basically driving most of the shadows away. So that should secure him at least for a good while. In the darkness up the stairwell, though, he can hear an angry hissing. He appears to have it cornered. But does he want to go up there? That's an excellent question.
I'm guessing no.
Every time I go flipping through this combat section. Hey, fighting groups. No. Really? You think? I'm pretty sure that's an important thing to know. Yeah. So, anywho, that's probably a good spot to pause for this week. And we can pick it up next time. Let me do a quick check on recovery, because I don't believe I have any healing signs, do I? I have some signs, but I don't think any of them involve healing. I'm going to need some. Nope. Well, that would have been stupid. I mean, that really, honestly, I should have done Quen, which blocks one attack for every stamina spent. Yeah. And since I have a vigor of 2, I can do 2 signs without having any negative connotations happen. So maybe next time I will remember that. Not used to playing a Witcher. I apologize. Anyway, so do I have even first aid? Well, of course not, because, you know, that would just be stupid. I do have a craft of 6, though, because awesomeness. And, yeah, so there's that. Not that that's going to help me any. So, just before we go, I'm going to roll over here really quick to the skill. What can we get? A first aid. Stop bleeding, broken bones, tending to poison. Yeah, but it really isn't going to help in this case. I'm pretty much on my own healing-wise. I'm just going to have to do recovery tests once I'm out of this danger. Right now, though, I'm still in danger. So, yeah, we're not going to deal with that unless there's a recovery action that I could do, which I believe I have seen, but... Yeah, don't be discouraged. Really? Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure I'm discouraged at the moment. Seriously freaking discouraged. Oh, okay. Take a recovery action. By taking your turn to catch your breath, you can gain back an amount of stamina equal to your recovery. Out of combat recovery actions can be used to recover hit points. Yeah, so I got to get out of combat. Ooh, but I have it. I have it cornered. And the shadows are basically dispelled. So, I should be able to make recovery actions and heal back my damage. Well, problem solved. Problem staying solved, as my coworker would say. So, I'm not sure where he got that, but that's where I heard it from. Anyway, enough about that. So, how about a reminder that maybe you can drop by Gormy.com, my website. Check out the other podcasts there. Check out the blog. Check out our Discord server. Join the community. That'd be awesome. And if you wouldn't mind, drop by the podcast service of your choice, wherever you happen to be listening to this show at, and give us a thumbs up. Give us a review. Tell your friends, you know, spread the good word of the stupid stuff I'm doing here at Ronin Roleplaying. Anyway, till next time, as always, I'm your host, Squirmy, reminding you that when you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to scoremy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Scormy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.